tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Mob Wives After Show here at AfterBuzz TV, your number one source for after show entertainment. And I am your host, Erica Vieira. I am riding solo this week. My other two fabulous co-hosts, Nicole and Gabby, are out doing awesome, fun things, and they couldn't be here. So I am holding down the fort to talk about our favorite Mob Wives. So we got a lot of juicy things that came out in this episode. So I'm just going to go through it and kind of give my impressions. Keep in mind, I was by myself. I had no one to bounce ideas off of. So this is just me thinking straight after watching the episode. All right. So overall impressions of the episode, it was good. There were a few things that happened that were surprising, a few that were pretty predictable, especially the fact that Big Ange and Renee reconcile their differences with the help of Victoria Gotti. So the first part of the episode, Victoria Gotti comes in with the sit down between Big Ange and Renee. And I know we talked about this before. Well, it wasn't last week. It was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that I myself, and I think a lot of you out there too, felt that the whole Victoria Gotti thing was kind of produced. Obviously, she was there to be a part of the show. We had seen her at Real Housewives of New Jersey. So she's just kind of joining the cast of Mob Wives just to come in and, I don't know, make herself relevant. And so I didn't have high hopes for Victoria Gotti's role in this conversation. I was just thinking she's just kind of a filler and just a way for her to make herself known or relevant once again. So we see her go in there and she acts as a mediator between Renee and Big Ange. And, you know, the whole issue between the two women is that Renee was mainly upset at Big Ange for loyalty. It always comes down to loyalty for Renee. Renee is huge with loyalty. That's like her number one thing, that and rat. Don't call her disloyal and don't call her a rat and she'll be your best friend. So Renee felt disloyal. Renee felt that Big Ange was disloyal to her basically because she wasn't having her back. She was kind of siding with Natalie. Natalie is this outsider, as she likes to call her, and she confirmed it with Victoria Gotti, who said, yeah, no, I don't let outsiders in at all. And Renee was like, yeah, Victoria Gotti, you know, we're on the same page here. So Victoria Gotti confirmed Renee's thought that, you know, Natalie was an outsider and that Big Ange was a little too comfortable letting Natalie in and trusting Natalie, and Renee felt betrayed by that. Also, another issue that was uncovered that we weren't aware of was something that happened between Renee's son AJ and Big Ange's. They didn't actually clarify who. I don't think they did. It wasn't necessarily Big Ange's AJ. It was somebody in AJ's and Big Ange's family. Because there are issues, which we find out later in the episode, between Big Ange's cousin and Junior, which is AJ's father. And so AJ, I guess, was hanging out with somebody from Big Ange's family, and they disrespected him. Big Ange said that would never have happened if I was there. Renee said, well, I thought you were there. So there was a little bit of tension there between the two women when it came to that. I think that was probably, to be honest, the root of the issues. We know how protective Renee is of her son. And anytime anybody, you know, does anything wrong to her son, she's there like, you know, the mother hen. So that was what came about. But surprisingly, I thought that Victoria Gotti actually did a pretty decent job of mediating the two women. I think she kind of came in and gave her perspective. She didn't necessarily side with Big Ange or side with Renee. She gave her perspective from a woman who has experienced a lot of the same things that Renee has and AJ has as being as a wife and a daughter of a mobster. So she came in, gave her piece, and then she was out of there. So I do think that she played a nice role. She did a good job in mediating reading the situation. And yeah, so I'm curious what you guys think. So in YouTube, I know you guys are very expressive on YouTube, and we love that. So let me know what you think about Victoria Gotti's role in that whole situation in the comment box. So up next, so this is another thing. So after the whole situation that happened and Big Ange and Renee made up or looked like they made up, then Renee goes running out to see Karen. I'm like, okay, why is she going to see Karen? And then she reveals like, oh, I want to talk to you, Karen, because I feel so bad. And she's crying. I'm like, why is she crying? She felt so bad because Karen's dad has history with Victoria Gotti's father. And so Renee felt that she betrayed Karen or she was afraid that Karen was going to feel betrayed because she was sitting there with Victoria Gotti. That whole thing was just so overplayed. I mean, Renee's expressions and her sentiments seemed genuine, but just seemed like, oh my God, seriously? She was making like a really big deal about it. And Karen had a good reaction, kind of like the reaction I would have had, like, whoa, it has nothing to do with you or me or anybody. I mean, that's my dad. That's her dad. It's a totally different thing and it has nothing to do with us. So I'm glad she kind of squashed that whole issue, because I can't imagine if Karen got mad, that would just been weird. But Karen, I think the whole point of that was to just show Renee's loyalty and how loyal she is and really how deep she thinks of this whole idea of a family and loyalty and all that. So, all right, that was just kind of a weird scene, in my opinion. Let me know if you felt there was more merit to it than what I thought, but that's what I thought. So then after that, we go and see Natalie. And so Natalie is now moving to New York, or she's moving in with London, her boyfriend, and to, you know, spend more time in New York. Obviously, I think she's doing it because of the show, because logistically, probably it was difficult for her to be in Philadelphia and to be filming all the time with the women. So, you know, she's a fixture now in the show. Maybe she's assuming she's going to be, you know, part of Mob Wives for the next season or whatever. So she moves in New York, and they just show her in London just hanging out at the park, walking the dog. And, you know, they had issues in the last few episodes with Natalie being totally inappropriate and London agreeing with Natalie being inappropriate and them having fights. But they look fine. They look like they're a genuine, real couple, and that he really cares about her. She really cares about him. So we kind of saw a little bit of a glimpse of that, which was kind of nice. You know, anything, I think, to make Natalie at least remotely endearing or remotely likable. I think she needs it, because everything that we see of her is just awful and she's got this nasty personality. But it was nice to see her have, you know, her nice time with London. So the other thing I want to point out, which I just noticed, maybe it was there all season, so apologize for not mentioning it sooner, but I just think it's funny how in Natalie's, on the description, when they say who Natalie is and who her relation to the mob is, it says allegedly. I think that's funny, because everyone talks about how we all know that she's only on the show just because she's a hot spitfire and she adds a lot to the show, but she has no mob connection. So I almost think it's like VH1 kind of like, yeah, agreeing to it. Yeah, we know that she's not really part of the mob, but we want to have her on the show and we hope you, you know, appreciate that also. So I just want to point that out. All right, so the next thing is we see Drita, and Drita's all excited. She's calling Lee because she has a makeup job in Philadelphia, and she's like, oh, this is awesome. I get to spread my wings, and I have opportunities outside of New York. My business is really growing, and so she has this job in Philadelphia, which, in my opinion, obviously that was planted by Mob Wives. I mean, you know, because she encounters this girl who's a model, or she was doing her makeup. Her name was also Natalie, from Philadelphia. And this new Natalie, basically comes up with some stories saying that she doesn't know Natalie, the, you know, Mob Wife Natalie, but that she doesn't really have many good things to say about her, because she had a boyfriend who she supposedly, allegedly, Natalie called the cops on. And so, oh my, Drita was like, oh my God, this confirms the fact that she's a cop caller. And Drita gets all upset by this hearsay story from this Natalie stranger from Philadelphia. So then Drita goes running with this information. Naturally, she does this. She runs with this information with the other ladies. Oh, and I forgot there was another scene early on which we saw the ladies all back together. This was when Big Ange and Renee made up. So then they decided to go out with Karen and Drita. And I have to say, they went to some weird kind of dance show, interactive drinking kind of event. But it was nice to see like all four of the women's back. And I think it was Karen, I think it was, or Drita or somebody who said it's nice for the original Mob Wives to be back. And I have to agree. I like seeing them. They genuinely seem to enjoy each other's companies, to just have fun. So it was nice to see a little bit of kind of that old Mob Wives reunion and no huge fight or anything that broke out. So that was nice to see. I meant to mention that earlier. So anyway, so now we see the all four of the ladies come together again later on in the episode. And it looks like they're on some kind of a boat or somewhere near the water. And Drita basically breaks this news about Natalie and how this other Natalie brought up the story about how she's a cop caller. And Drita is just furious. Drita feels played. Drita feels super upset. She's like, I can't believe this. And I feel like Drita's been giving a little bit of information all along that Natalie's had issues, but doesn't seem to want to believe it. And I feel like now finally she sees kind of the real picture of who Natalie is. But then again, it's all hearsay too. I mean, who's this other Natalie? She could be kind of making up the story, but she seems to take this girl Natalie's story very seriously and is upset. And Big Ange also is upset. Big Ange feels played. Because earlier on, you know, you see Karen and Renee try and kind of goat Big Ange and Drita into talking bad about Natalie, saying, oh, it's nice for us all to be together, right? Without this, you know, new person in. And they just didn't want to talk bad about Natalie. They just didn't want to get goaded into negativity. But at this point, Drita was upset, Big Ange was upset, and they seemed like they were all about going at it with Natalie, and they felt played. They felt like they'd been lied to. They just felt like they'd been really played by Natalie. And Renee naturally was kind of upset because she's like, hey, I've been kind of telling you guys this all along and you didn't believe me, but you believe this stranger, Natalie from Philadelphia. Why is her word more than mine? So I think Renee was happy that, you know, like she said, I told you so. But I think she was a little annoyed, which I think I would be too. If I were Renee and I had told them, like, hey, I don't think this girl Natalie's good, you know, she's this and that, and they don't believe her until this stranger tells them. I kind of am with Renee on that. Let me know what you think about that. Because I agree with Renee. I think that the fact that this stranger had so much sway on, or had so much influence, Drita, that says kind of something to me. So Karen, same thing. Karen's like, yeah, I know. I don't like her either. And I'm glad that everybody else is seeing it. So all the women are super upset. And it's interesting because during this entire episode, we don't really see Natalie with any of the other women except for Drita when Drita comes to visit her. So it's like they're setting it up for, I think, another get together with all the ladies. Natalie really isn't a part of the get-togethers in this episode. And so that wraps up the whole situation with Natalie and all that. We'll have to see what happens next week, but the women are upset, and Renee and Karen are both kind of happy that Natalie's character is further being revealed and the other women aren't liking her at the moment. And then the end of the episode was kind of interesting because, you know, you see Victoria Gotti at the beginning of the episode. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, she did her role. She's gone. That was weird that they brought her on, but okay, she did a good job. We're done with her. But no, they bring her back at the end of the episode. And you're like, okay, what is she here again for? I just feel like they're just bringing her back. It just doesn't really gel. And I feel like they're really trying to make it gel by making it relevant and all that. So Big Ange says, oh, I have to talk to Victoria Gotti again because there's this issue that came up. So the issue was that Junior was an informant. He's an informant for the FBI. Supposedly Junior and one of Big Ange's cousins, Ronnie, I believe, did a some kind of robbery. The robbery went horrible, and Junior killed somebody. An innocent person got killed. So supposedly Junior gave up that information to the feds, and now Ronnie, Big Angie's cousin, is now in jail and could possibly be put there for life. So Big Angie is upset at the situation. I mean, she says this, and this is what I'm thinking too. I'm like, dude, you know, they killed somebody. Like, I mean, there has to be some punishment there. And I'm glad that Big Angie acknowledged that what they were doing was not right. They were committing a crime and they killed somebody. So yeah, naturally they should be punished for that. She's upset mainly because I think Junior is not also getting punished along with her cousin because he is an informant or a rat and he gets to get off scot-free. And so, you know, she's upset about it, and she mainly goes to Victoria Gotti because she's like, I just don't know how Renee is going to react to this kind of information. Victoria Gotti is kind of saying, you know, I think this one can be, I got the impression that she told her, you know, just kind of let it go. Like, don't make a big deal about it. But it seems like Big Ange wants to tell Renee. And I mean, obviously the information is going to come out, and I think Big Ange is not sure how Renee is going to take it. So, okay, so that brings Victoria Gotti back in the situation as kind of like that role as mediator or mentor, I don't know, like, yeah, mob wife mentor or something. And that's it. So then we see scenes for next week, and that's when things get really, really crazy. Because we see, at the beginning of this season, we saw a preview of Big Ange and Renee, like, going at it. And this whole time, we're like, God, for Big Ange to go at it like that, especially with Renee, is very surprising. Big Ange has always been the level-headed person. She's always been the person to not want to get involved in fights. And we see this scene of Renee and Big Ange just going crazy. So, and we know it's going to happen next week. And now we know it's a result of this kind of history or this kind of story between Big Ange's cousin and Renee's ex-husband, AJ, not AJ, Junior, who she likes to call him, you know, AJ's father, Junior. So we know there's an issue there, and they get really upset. Obviously, the women don't just kind of let it be. It looks like they take it personally and they have issues with it, which, you know, I kind of, with what Karen kind of said earlier, it's like, you know, that's your father and your, I mean, not, she didn't say specifically about your cousin, but she talked about like Karen's father and Victoria Gotti's father. And like, those are our relatives, but we didn't perform those acts. We didn't have anything to do with that. So we shouldn't be kind of caught in the middle of all that. But it looks like Renee doesn't always think like that, that she really takes things to heart, and it's looking like it's going to have some issues next week. So that's it. That's my kind of roundup of this week's Mob Wives episode. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. And let me know your thoughts. Let me know your comments below. Like always, it's a fabulous season, and it's starting to really, really heat up. I think we're going to see a lot more next week and the weeks after. So thank you so much. And I am your host, Erica Vieira. You can check me out on, I actually have my own YouTube channel, Beauty and the Vlog TV. Basically, if you are a wannabe YouTuber, check it out, because I interview a lot of YouTubers. So anyways, thank you so much. Until next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.